Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Come to God as a brother. Being the firstborn, I didn't have a big brother, but I took being the big brother to my little sister very seriously. Like when young men would come to pick her up for a date, I would meet them on the front porch and say, "I hope you have a really nice evening. Just so you know, I will be home all evening waiting by the phone. You'd better pray that my little sister doesn't have to call me." Hopefully that let my sister know I was ready to protect her whenever she may need it. Whenever we go into any situation for the first time, there is always a natural fear of the unknown. What's going to happen? How do I behave? What do I say? How will others treat me? How will I know who to trust? Or even, how will I know what to pray for? Those unknowns cause fear, and fear prevents intimacy. The Bible says there is no fear in love, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Where there is love, fear has to leave. But when there is fear, love is pushed aside. We learned that we can come to God in prayer as a father. We can bring Him all our fears and concerns and problems. But did you know that we can also come to God in prayer as coming to a brother? Jesus loves the fact that we can come to our Abba Father just as He did, which is why He taught us to begin our prayers with "Our Father in heaven." How wonderful it is to have a big brother to show us the ropes, to walk with us, to give us his counsel. One that says, "I've already been to that high school. I know that employer. I have experience with that kind of relationship. I've solved that problem. I've tasted that pain." That's exactly what Jesus does for us. He is our perfect big brother. Jesus knows everything we will experience in life. There might be unknown things that we walk into, but they are never unknown to Him. And more importantly, they are never unexperienced by Him. Check out these assuring words from the book of Hebrews. "Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family." So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. For this reason, He had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that He might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because He Himself suffered when He was tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 11, 17, and 18. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Jesus has been there, done that, and has the scars to prove that He is victorious. We never have to be at a loss of what to say. John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. We never have to be at a loss of what path to take. John chapter 14, verse 6. We never have to be at a loss of what prayer to pray. John chapter 16, verse 23. Charles Spurgeon said, "The Lord Jesus Christ is always ready to take the most imperfect prayer and perfect it for us. If our prayers had to go up to heaven as they are, they would never succeed. But they find a friend on the way, and therefore they prosper." Solomon wrote, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Commenting on these verses in his book, Proverbs Amplified and Applied, Dick Brogdon wrote this, "We tend to crave God's explicit direction for the momentous choices of life, marriage, study, career, transition, promotion, change, but sail through 1,000 daily choices independent of consultation with Him. Functionally, we act as if we only need God's help for big things because we can handle the small things without Him. The error in this dichotomy of dependence, thinking we only need God's help for the big decisions, is twofold. First, big decisions are not divorced from small decisions. They are simply the crowning act, the summary of a legion of choices. Second, big decisions are not more important than small decisions. It is the small, simple, silent, serial choices of daily living that make one wise. When we acknowledge the Lord in all the minutiae, our course is chosen and our path is set, and we do not stand bewildered at the critical crossroads of life." Walking with Jesus as our big brother keeps us free from fear. His perfect love opens our hearts to have intimate conversation with our Heavenly Father. You can trust our brother to help you with every single decision at every single moment. Let's learn to lean on him more. If you've missed any of the messages in this series on prayer, check out the link I've shared in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.